Good evening, Jake. Thank you very much for all your effort, your hard work, your toil. Ola Haglil, Toiro Ola Habira. May Hashem bless you in the name of all of us. This week, of course, we begin with dedicating the Shir L'Zecher U'L'Ili Nishmas, Ma'anish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May his Neshama have an Aliyah, and we thank our sponsor. This week is Parshas Bo. Beautiful Parsha, the Parsha where we become a nation. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe. It's the climax of many, many different elements of our Jewish history. It is a template, in fact, for the Geula Ho'asidah, the coming of Mashiach, the last three of the Makos, and the actual exit where we as a nation left Egypt. There are many dimensions in relating to our history. On the one hand, we celebrate Yitzias Mitzrayim, we celebrate who we are, once a year on the night of Pesach, the anniversary of the calendar date, the 15th day of Nisan, the actual day when Yitzias Mitzrayim occurred. However, there are other dimensions to commemorating the event of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that is this week. Throughout the year, we go through the Parshas HaShavua. In Chazal, the term is the Sidra. Parashas HaShavua, it's part of a seder, an order. The Sidra, the order of the week. The way we read the Torah today in the Chutz L'Aretz and even in Eretz Yisrael is where we take the Torah and we divide it into 54 sections. And every Shabbos, we read one section. Occasionally, because of the calendar, we read two sections. And it's actually almost very, very rare to lay in every week a separate parsha, but we go through the year by going through a cycle. And the Chazal tell us that as we go through the year, we come to a parsha, and we read about an event, it's not just, oh, this is just the story of what happened. No, we actually relive the event as we go through the Sidra, the Parshas HaShavua. And in fact, in many ways, the remembrance and the experience of reading these events, these limudim, can at times be more significant and more powerful than the holiday in which we actually celebrate and commemorate it. And one of the reasons given is explained there, right? Moshe Wolfson explains this in regard to Matan Torah. When we read about this event in the order of the week of the parasha, it's natural. The Sidra, the Parashas HaShavua, it's part of the ordinary cycle. It's part of the routine. When we have a holiday, a special holiday once a year, there's a lot of excitement and there's a lot of change of schedule and planning, and we emphasize, but it comes and goes. It's a beautiful event, and we try very, very hard for its impact to penetrate our inner soul, but it's limited in that it's only for a day or two. It's a short period of time, a week, and then business as usual. But when an event or a teaching or something very central to Judaism is presented as part of the ordinary routine, that can be, in one dimension, more impactful than celebrating an event once a year on a special time. Thus, the very fact that this week we read about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kriyas HaTorah of this week's parsha is the same Kriyas HaTorah of Pesach, demands of us that we live the experience of Mitzrayim this week, no different than the way we relive it on the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now, of course, the mitzvahs Hayom do not apply. Obviously, we don't eat matzah. We don't distance ourselves from chametz. Of course not. That's a mitzvah, but the musar, the experience, is felt nevertheless. Now there's another dimension, and that is, as we said before, calendar, actual calendar day. Pesach being on Nisan, it would be now would be the time to commemorate the Yontif of Pesach. Today, tonight is the second night of Shavat. We just finished Rosh Chodesh. And Shavat is a very important month in Jewish history because the Torah tells us in the very beginning of Chumash Devarim that it was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat when Moshe Rabbeinu began to teach the Jewish people the Torah. Mishneh Torah. When you read the Pasuk in the very, very beginning of Chumash Devarim, it tells us Vayihi, and it was the Arboim Shon in the 40th year, the Ashtei Asar Chodesh, in the 40th year from the time when the Jewish people exited Mitzrayim, it was in the 11th month, on the Echad LaChodesh, on the first day of the month, Dibe Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oysa Aleihem. And then a pasuk later it says, Be'ever Hayardin Be'eretz Moav, Ho'il Moshe De'er Es HaTorah Hazot Leimar. Moshe began to explain the Torah. The 11th month is Shavat. We're holding now in the 11th month of the year. We begin the calendar, the calculation of the months from Nisan. Nisan is the first month. Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is the seventh month. We're now holding at the 11th month of the year. Yesterday was the first day, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And what happened Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Moshe Rabbeinu began to review, to teach the Torah to the Jewish people. It was a chazorah, it was a review. Chumash Devarim presents the Torah from a different perspective. It presents it from a perspective for the Jewish people planning to observe the Torah in exile. And there are many mitzvahs that appear only in Chumash Devarim, which are mitzvahs which are not ideal situations. Yibum, when, God forbid, a person passes away without children, that's not an ideal situation. And the brother-in-law has a mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. And there are many such examples. We learn about war, the mitzvahs of war. We learn about situations of abuse, an oines and a mafate, where a man acts in an improper way with a woman and what the laws are. These are situations which are not ideal. They do not appear in the other four chumashim. They only appear in Chumash Devarim because Chumash Devarim is a different perspective. And Moshe Rabbeinu now, at the end of his life, began to prepare the Jewish people for their observance of the Torah and Golos, of what would be. And he explained everything in detail. Moshe Rabbeinu, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and going forward, became for the Jewish people what we call Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, our teacher. Moshe really became our teacher when he went to Shemayim. He brought down the Torah. He taught the Torah to the Jewish people. But much of that is hidden in mystery. We know Moshe went to Shemayim. Moshe learned privately with Hashem for 120 days to prepare to bring down the Torah. He brought down the Torah. He taught the people for 40 years. But here in the last days of his life, the Torah says it explicitly, Hoyil Moshe Be'er. He began to explain the Torah to the Jewish people. Just as a Rebbe, a teacher, teaches a student the words of the Torah with clarity and with a broadness to cover all the details, the beauty of Torah. But in this week's parasha, as we just mentioned, where we live the experience through the Sidra, we learn about Moshe in a very different role. The beautiful pasuk in the parasha that says, the Tam of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the words of the pasuk are, Vayitin Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim. Hashem brought it about that the people of Egypt, they had for the Jewish people, chein, they saw in the Jewish people charm, a good feeling. Gam ho'ish Moshe godol me'oid was very great. The Eretz Mitzrayim, the Enei Avdei Faro, in the eyes of the servants of Paro, uve'enei ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha was a superstar. He was a celebrity, if we may borrow from the language of our country, Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the height of his esteem in the eyes of the world in this week's parasha. At the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole world, Egypt was the superpower of the world. And through Egypt, the world looked up to Moshe Rabbeinu with the highest degree of esteem that mankind ever gave another human being. So look at that. And this week, we have the week of where Moshe Rabbeinu was held in the highest esteem by the nations of the world. And in the eyes of Ha'om, the Avdei Pharaoh, in the eyes of the servants of Pharaoh, and in the other dimension, yesterday and going forward during this month, when Moshe Rabbeinu began to teach the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was recognized by the Jewish people as being our leader, as being our teacher. Let's clarify this a little bit more. In this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu did not yet receive the Torah. What made Moshe Rabbeinu stand out as being special? And the answer is obvious. He was a prophet. He was a Navi. He predicted all of the Ten Makos. Whatever he said came true with accuracy, precision, exactly as he said it would. He was recognized as a prophet, both for us and for the nations of the world. On this calendar date, Moshe is recognized as a teacher. Moshe Rabbeinu wears many hats. On the one hand, he's a prophet. On the other hand, Moshe is a teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu. Every day at the end of davening, those who say the animamins come across two animamins about prophecy. Animamim, emunah shelema, we believe with full faith, Shekol divrei nevi'im emes. All the words of the prophets are true. And then we have a second animamin, devoted solely to Moshe Rabbeinu. Animamin b'emunah shelema, shenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the av hanevi'im. He was the father of all prophets. We dwell upon the fact that Moshe is known to be the father of the prophets. But on this calendar day, or yesterday, and going forward, in this time of the year, Moshe is recognized as being Moshe Rabbeinu. Two very different roles we're commemorating this week. Moshe, the Av HaNevi'im, as it says in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was recognized as Godol Me'od. Dehu Ish, Gam Hu Ish Moshe, Godol Me'od. Yeretz Mitzrayim. And number two, this week we commemorate Moshe as being Moshe Rabbeinu. Hoyul Moshe, Be'eretz HaTorah Hazos. It's quite a week, a knockout week. The week of Moshe as the Av HaNevi'im, together with the day of Moshe in his behaving and doing what he does best. Be'eretz HaTorah Hazos. Let's ask a question. Which role is greater? It's not really necessary even to ask the question, but let's just play around a little bit. From the two roles of being a Navi and a teacher, a Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu versus Moshe the Av HaNevi'im, what would you say has more potency, has more significance? It's something that we should dwell upon more, if we can even suggest such a thing. So I think the answer is Moshe. When we look at Moshe Rabbeinu, we should focus on Moshe as our teacher, our Rebbe. Perhaps that has more weight, not in any way chas v'shalom to diminish one iota of the exaltedness of Moshe as the father of prophets. And why would I say that? Why would we say that? Because the Gemara tells us, Chacham Odif Minavi, a wise man is even greater than a prophet. Gemara has a discussion about this topic, these two concepts, prophecy and wisdom. The Gemara concludes, a Chacham is Odif Minavi, even wiser than a prophet. Chacham derives things that prophet knows as given to him as a gift from heaven, whereas a wise man has to work and toil heavily in the words of Torah in order to discern and to understand concepts that the prophets were given as a gift. Now, why am I mentioning this? I came across something which I found to be shocking. Now, I don't know if this is true, but it's something to think about. I think it's something here, there's something over here, what's called Dvarim Begav. There are words here that are hidden. We know that we have many mitzvahs in the Torah. Taryag mitzvahs. 316 mitzvahs. And then we know we have mitzvahs derabbanan, rabbinic mitzvahs. The rabbis told us that we should wash for bread. Before we eat bread, we should wash our hands. And we should make a bracha. The rabbis gave us a holiday called Hanukkah. We light the Hanukkah candles. There are many mitzvahs that the rabbis gave us. Some mitzvahs are unique and they stand on their own. Some of them are extensions of what used to be done during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Sfiras HaOmer. We count the Omer. Even though today we do not bring the Korban Omer, we still have a mitzvah, a rabbinic mitzvah every day to count the days, the weeks, and make a blessing. There are many such examples. Berachas HaMazon, the first blessing is Min HaTorah. And then we have rabbinic mitzvahs. We, according to many opinions, the second blessing, the third blessing, the fourth blessing, according to some, these are rabbinic, and so on and so forth. We have biblical mitzvahs, and then we have mitzvahs that are rabbinic mitzvahs. And then we find a handful of mitzvahs that are called in the rabbinic writings, divrei kabbalah. Words of acceptance. Kabbalah here does not mean anything mystical. It means commandments or mitzvahs that were handed down to us by the prophets. A Navi, a prophet, instructed the Jewish people to do this mitzvah. We have a handful number of these mitzvahs. For example, many write, many explain that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, reading the Megillah on Purim, it's not a rabbinic mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that was handed down to us from the prophets. Malachi, some say that the prophet Malachi was none other than Mordechai, or there were other prophets that lived during this time. And the prophets are the ones who instituted that we should read the Megillah on Purim. Another example, on Sukkot, we circle, today we circle the bima with the lulav and esrog. On Hashanah Rabbah, we take the arava and we hit it. We hit it on the ground five times. This is a mitzvah, not from the rabbis, and it's not from the Torah. It's called the minhag nevi'im, a custom of the prophets, or a mitzvah that was given to us by the prophets. Question, this is a theoretical question. It's not a, there's no practical difference. But if you ask the average person, certainly myself, I always was under the impression that if we were to order these three mitzvahs by in weight of importance, of their severity, we would say that the top of the list are the mitzvahs that are min ha-Torah, the Taryag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs. They rank number one. Then comes the mitzvahs that were given to us by the prophets. They are number two. And finally, in third place, are the rabbinic mitzvahs. But I saw it in a sefer. I don't have the sefer with me here. I'm not sure I recall. And this requires more understanding, more clarity, but just this is just an idea to throw out, to think about. But it's not necessarily so. It can very well be that the mitzvot derabbanan carry more weight than the mitzvot that were given to us by the prophets. Because Chacham, a wise man, Odes Minavi, it's a Talmudic principle. Chacham Odes Minavi. Chacham's toil, effort, sweat to work hard, to study continuously, to master knowledge of the Torah, the Holy Torah, and its holy teachings is a very powerful experience. It's a draining experience, and with the hard work comes enormous reward. This week, again, to summarize, we celebrate Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Parshas HaShavua, in the Sidra, we celebrate Moshe as the Av HaNevim, the father of all prophets. The whole world was mesmerized by Moshe. Gam ho'ish Moshe godol me'oid bi'aretz Mitzrayim. Ve'enei avdei faro uve'enei ha'am. And likewise, this week is Chodesh Shvat. We've begun Chodesh Shvat. And what happened in Chodesh Shvat? Hoyil Moshe be'er es ha'Torah hazois. Moshe began to explain in depth the words of the Torah to his students, to us, to Klal Yisrael. There's the Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's the Moshe the Av HaNevi'im. We celebrate Moshe in both of his roles. But we shouldn't lose sight of the incredible practical relevance of Moshe to us as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe the Av HaNevi'im is wonderful, it's beautiful, it's fundamental to Judaism. But there's no prophecy today. Prophecy is something which we totally do not relate to. We have Emunah Pshuta. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av HaNevi'im, and everything that he has transmitted to us is emes. But on a practical level where we can jump in and embrace Moshe in a way that we can actually connect, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is in the category of a Rebbe, a teacher, it's knowledge, it's intellectual pursuit of knowledge. It's the Chacham of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal tell us explicitly, Chacham, Odes Minavi, the weight of the rabbis in one dimension at least is more significant, more meaningful than the prophets. Thank you all for listening, for coming on this Monday evening. Jake, thank you very much. Have a wonderful week and all the best to everyone. A good Chodesh.